With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump will be facing a skeptical American public in tonight's State of the Union address. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a shift from last year's Capitol Hill speech, the president is underwater when it comes to his job approval. According to the Real Clear Politics average of 12 major polls, a majority of voters disapprove of Donald Trump, 56% to 43%. And even though the president will be highlighting his actions on the economy, only about 41% of Americans give him positive marks on keeping prices in check. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Today's show host Savannah Guthrie says her family is now offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the recovery of her mother. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
There is a new plea from Nancy Guthrie's family more than 3 weeks after she was reported missing from her home in Arizona. In an Instagram post, Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie says the family hopes her mother will be found alive, but they also realize she may already be gone.
We need to know where she is.
Police believe Nancy Guthrie was kidnapped.
Someone out there knows something that can bring her home.
Savannah Guthrie says they are holding out for a miracle. I'm Ed Donahue.
Legislation to require all aircraft flying around busy airports to have key locator systems to prevent mid-air collisions failed to win approval in the House on Tuesday. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the system that her agency has been recommending since 2008 would have prevented last year's mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. that killed 67 people. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 370 points. The Nasdaq rose 236. This is SRN News. Mississippi lawmakers moved to ban mail-order abortion pills.
The State House of Representatives has approved a measure that would make it illegal for anyone to ship a woman and abort a patient with a penalty of 10 years in jail for violators. The person who receives the drug would not be liable, only the one who sends it. A growing number of states are passing similar bills as abortion providers try to evade pro-life laws by using the Postal Service. The legislation now goes to the Mississippi Senate for consideration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Kansas is set to invalidate about 1,700 driver's licenses held by people living as the opposite sex and roughly as many of their birth certificates. A new law goes into effect in the state this week that imposes restrictions on the listing of gender identities in government documents. The Kansas legislature's Republican supermajorities had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Waymo robo-taxis are coming to four more cities in Texas and Florida.
The move expands the territory covered by Waymo's fleet of self-driving cars to 10 major U.S. metropolitan markets. The move into Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Orlando widens Waymo's early lead in autonomous driving, as rivals are still testing their robo-taxis in a few cities. Waymo's vehicles have already been providing more than 400,000 weekly trips in the six metro areas where they've been picking up passengers. Rich Thomason reporting.
The American consumer's confidence in the U.S. economy improved slightly in February after cratering the month before. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 91.2 in February, up from 89 last month on Wall Street at the close. The Dow was up 370 points, NASDAQ up by 236. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.